Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Here comes Mr. Softy, the soft ice cream man.
The creamiest, creamiest soft ice cream you get from Mr. Softy. For refreshing delight to breathe, look for Mr. Softy.
Here he comes, he's masculine. A jacked-up giant, product of discipline. Misogynistic. That iron lizard might be the death of me. Oh. Here he comes. Fist like Mike Tyson. Straight down a boozer. Masculine Titan. Here he comes. And he's back to the beat. So I know she's got that blood pill. What you say? Walks around the gym like Brutus Beefcake. Look him in the eye. Take his bench now, mate. That's a big mistake. King Kong's not happy. Disgruntled Jaffy, what are you gonna do when he comes for you? Hey, what are you gonna do? He's looking for the bother. Hits hard like a copper. He's kids for breakfast. He's got a crash course effort. It's quite embarrassing, but I wouldn't dare tell him. He can slap me in that, baby. Ain't that a lot?
Mr. Softy swaggers on the low.
A jacked up giant, product of discipline. Here he comes, misogyny. That tyrant lizard might be the death of me. Here he comes, fist like Mike Tyson. Straight down the boozer, vascular titan. Here he comes, stacked to the hilt. Snow White nostrils got that black girl.
Mr. Softy swaggers over low. The Stellus is down on the throne. Wraps his greasy hands round the remote. You've got bloody. Just don't rock the boat. Don't rock the boat.
Did you know I've got a mate called Mr. Softy? He's 6'8". Arms like a tree trunk, legs twice the size, chest up to stomach like a rhino's behind. He's on the Tinder, he's on the scowl. Ask how I know, I made his account. I took all the pictures, no Photoshop. He's nothing but natural if you don't count the shots.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is a back room every Thursday night, 6 till 7, playing the best in indie, alternative rock, electronic, and punk. great kickoff tonight. That is Lost Boy, and that is Mr. Softy. Got another show tonight. It's got music news, local national gig guide, new album releases. I'm going to be chatting to Adam from amazing band The Howlers about their new single and new tour. That's all coming up between the 6 and 7. Don't go anywhere. This is new Richard Ashcroft. This is Loving You.
Backroom with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live. Yes!
New music on the Backroom. Future Sounds.
Scaled the neighbor's garden, picking flowers that are blossom. Just can't seem to get it. heathen.
Wow, what a tune. Don't blame the son for the sins of the father. That is Dead Dad's Club. If you've never heard of them, do you remember Palmer Violets? Chili Jessen from Palmer Violets. He went solo. He is that band. Dead Dad's Club. This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. You are listening to The Back Room. This is new from Lost Society's Die. This is called Love Is Gone.
Crying, but I don't know why we're drying. The tears in her eyes, and I'm sitting here with a beer in my hand and a solution. We're drying, but I don't know why. But I'm sitting here watching the rain crawl.
They're from South Wales. They're called Lost Society's Die. And that is Love Is Gone. This band are called The Jacks. They're out on tour with The Sherlocks. This is Ramona. Taken from their album Make Repetition, which came out at the start of the month. That is The Jacks. Going to be talking to Adam from The Howlers very shortly. This band are called The Horn. They are supporting the Boomtown Rats, including a date at Sheffield City Hall on the 24th of October. This is new from them. This is What's the Score?
But I'm not
That's the horn. What's the score? Okay, let's talk about my guests. They are called The Howlers. They've been on the show a couple of times, actually, chatting about their debut album, What You've Got to Lose to Win It All, which came out last year. They've been around kind of a few years now. They're back with a brand new record as well, a brand new single. But let's go back to the debut album and let's play a track from that first. Be chatting to Adam straight after.
On the Back Room, Future Sounds.
So good evening to Adam, lead singer of The Howlers. You've been on a show a couple of times. Nice to have you back. How are you doing tonight? How's it going?
Thank you for having me, dude. And yeah, it's good to be back. But all's well. I hope all's well with you as well.
All is well in this Sheffield city, indeed. So I think last time I spoke to you, debut album came out, What You've Got to Lose to Win It All. You got number 15 chart position. Amazing. How has life been since like releasing that album? What's been going on for The Howlers since that?
The clock's been ticking, man. That's what happens when you put out an album. There's an invisible clock that not many people realize that as soon as that first album goes out, you've got, you know, 2 years to put out a second. So Yeah, it's been ticking, so it's been busy. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, we obviously did the debut album tour at the end of last year. Yeah. It was mostly sold out, and that was great. And it was nice to meet a lot of the fans. Weirdly, a lot of fans, you know, I sit on stage every night about the album, and then like you go, oh yeah, like did anyone get it? And then it's like crickets, and you're like, fucking hell, if we bought it, we would have got a lot higher. But so it was interesting to see a lot of new fans at the shows and a lot, you know, have a mix. And then, but then obviously we did Europe earlier this year as well, which was like the other side of the tour, which was great to kind of go to places we hadn't been before. And yeah, we're selling out shows across Europe. That's, you know, it's awesome, you know.
Yeah, like European or European audiences, you know, they can be different depending. I guess English cities can be different, right? So, and then different countries, different cities in Europe. Do you see that kind of changes between on the continent?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like it's very culturally different. Like when you're doing, I think we did like 7 or 8 countries. So you're kind of from day to day, you know, the tour started in France and then it was like the next day we're in Italy. It's completely culturally different and things. And the day like you're in Switzerland and then Slovenia and then Germany and the Netherlands. So it's kind of like you kind of have to read the situation and the city and the crowd very quickly. It's like what we learned is that, because we don't tend to do an encore because we just think it's a little bit silly sometimes. Let's all collude in the illusion that we've gone home. It's, well, we stand behind a door over there. It's ridiculous. And but in Europe, they want an encore and they get very upset if you don't do it.
They want the theatrics.
So, yeah, so like merch stand every night. I'm going, hey, nice to meet you. And people are going, why was there no encore? And you're like, oh, okay, cool. So we started doing an encore towards the end of the tour because I was fed up of explaining to Germans that we don't know. Yeah, no, it's fun, man. It's cool.
Oh, amazing. And you've got a new single out, You Can Be So Cruel. It's a great record. I mean, it's a really, like, it's a fine record. And it's a bit different because I understand that, like, you came away from the studio for this. So, like, vocals, guitar, synths. You came out of the studio and you kind of did home stuff. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's...
What was different?
Yeah, I mean, like, when you're in a studio, obviously you've got the expenses of that and you've got loads of old gear and loads of expensive gear and things like that. It is great. And you kind of have this this perception of, like, you are an artist, you're in the studio. But at the end of the day, it's costing you an arm and a leg. Whereas... the, you know, and we did that on album once. We did the first album was a big studio album and we were in the studio for 9 days straight and we did like 17 tracks in that time and it was intense and it was, I've done that experience. I don't need to do it again. And what I kind of learned was, like, working with the same producer is that it's like all the tools are here with you on a laptop. It's like you can do a lot from home, so it's, and it can sound as good because a lot of the, you know, things that you can get these days are based on equipment that you would use in the studio. So we kind of said, well, why don't we set ourselves a challenge and see how much we can do outside of a studio? And the answer is a lot. And we kind of, as we were doing it, we were like, well, let's spend more time making this sound better and this sound better. And let's go into our rehearsal room and record drums properly, but let's do everything else at home or do it over Zoom or Skype or Teams or whatever it is and send each other files and mix it up. And I think, like, we kind of achieved what we sent out to do, and it's it's a nice thing to be able to say, you know, I didn't leave my sofa and did 90% of this track. Or, you know, so it's, yeah, I'm hoping people kind of like listen to it and go, oh wow, that's, you know, that's impressive that you've done that from home. But you never know, like people have these. What does Joe Public know anyway? You know what I mean? Like, the amount of people that kind of go,
no offense to Joe Public, whoever they are, and anybody called Joe or Public.
Yeah.
But also just reminds me actually of like 5 years ago in COVID times, because lots of bands were doing that because they couldn't get in studios. They couldn't, it wasn't possible and they weren't touring. So they were doing Zoom, Skype, whatever. And they were, you know, great music was being created in that way. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like that period of time is obviously The technology was there beforehand, but because of that period of time and home working, there's been a lot more upgrades and improvements to things. So you can do a lot. And actually, what a lot of people don't realize is when you're in a studio and when you're mixing particularly, you're using a lot of these plugins anyway on the mixing software. So it's the effects you're using and the things you're using, they're not actually applied in the studio unless you've recorded it that way. So it's you're kind of actually only using microphones and a desk to get a fraction better quality in clarity in your recording. But if you get good microphones at home, you can do that. If you get, you know, so that's kind of what we did. And we beg, stole and borrow and pulled people, like twisted people's arms for like, you know, discount on things.
And
it's been cool, man. It's a nice challenge, but like we're super proud of the records that we've recorded and like how they're sounding. And it's nice to set yourself a new challenge, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So is this record, is this part of a second album? Is it part of an EP? What's the kind of next plan for the Howlers? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, like the clock's ticking. So the aim is to get another album out next year. It's written and most of it's recorded, or most of it's like, you know, laid out. And in October, we're playing a lot of it on the road, just road testing a few. Like you can't, a lot of bands like tend to write a record and put it out, or tend to you not really finesse a record as much as you can. And one thing that is important to me is that record has to connect live, so you only really find that on stage. So by going out to play new songs in front of new audiences, especially on the support tours we're doing, you'll get a raw reaction. So it's, if someone who has never seen you before and you're playing a song that they've never heard before,
yeah,
if you get a reaction from it, you're like, okay, that's a winner. So it's like that's kind of how I look at it. And it's likewise with new fans as well. It's like if you've got a fan anyway and you play a new song for them, they're more than likely going to like it. So it's like when you're on a support tour particularly, my job as a support is to go out and support the main headliner, but it's also just to convert people in that room. So if I can do that with new songs, you know, that's a big sign for me. So, it's going to be a second album. It's got a title. It's got, you know, it's written. It's it's slightly different sound. And I'm more comfortable and happier with this album than I am the debut album. I actually prefer it.
Oh, okay. Well, why do you say that? Like, what's the...
There's been a lot that's happened the past year, so there's a lot that's happened behind the scenes and internally within the band and previous members that's kind of meant that the debut album lost its shine for me. So it's like, it's, you know, as much as that is my pain and my suffering and, you know, a lot of love and loss on that album. You know, sometimes it's better to be unchained and move forward. I still love it. Of course I do. But I'm proud of everything we did on that album, or I did on that album. But got to grow, man. Got to grow.
Absolutely. You know, bands develop, you know, in debut albums and then, you know, second albums come out and it's like, you know, it can feel different to the first, because you have different ideas, you're being inspired by different things, you know, things don't stay the same. It's not formulaic, isn't it? And I think it's just kind of moving on.
Yeah, I mean, the old saying is, if you're not moving forward, then you stand still, or you're going back. So it's kind of, it's, you have to move forward. And like, there's a lot of stuff on this record that I wanted to do on the first record, but you have band politics with previous members at the time, which means you can't, and you have to find a middle ground. That even though I wrote all the songs and, you know, I composed them all, and when you're in a band with two other people at the time that are not contributing but expect to take out of it, you have to find a middle ground. So, you know, I will say that I don't feel that I have ownership over my own pain anymore, because that's been taken from me. But that being said, as I said, you move forward, you move on, you progress, and like you grow and you develop as a band. And, you know, I'm sure some people won't like the new direction. I'm sure some people will love it, but that's the whole point. You've got to take risks, man.
But that exactly. And a lot of bands do that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, and the true fans will stay, won't they? You know, they...
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I always say you can't, the music is subjective. So you can't make everybody love it. So don't even try. So just like do what is authentic to you. Do what comes from the heart. And if it connects, it connects. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But be proud of your record. Like I said, I'm proud of the debut album. But that was a moment in time. Now,
we're in a different moment in time. Going out and touring in October, and you've got a few dates with the Enemy, including very excitingly one in Sheffield, 30th of October, at the Foundry University. It was going to be the Lead Mill, but sadly, end of an era with the Lead Mill. You've also got dates, I think, Leeds and Manchester as well, avenue with the Enemy. Exciting because you know, and you know, they've got some mad fans, right? So I think they're going to be good gigs.
Yeah, I mean, like we started the tour with them in August and did a one-off show down in Bournemouth. That was, you know, that was a lot of fun to do that in a venue that we've always wanted to play. So, and yeah, to get a feel of the crowd and what to expect on these shows. But, yeah, we're excited, man. It's like where we feel like we belong on big stages. We feel like our sound belongs on big stages. So it's nice to kind of go out there in front of an audience that isn't yours and try and convert people, you know. If I walk away with a few new fans, that's great. If I don't, I still get paid. So that's fine.
I know, also, I think with bands, like if you're supporting, even if it's just for a few days, it's like it just takes a little bit of pressure off you guys. And like you can give it the show and not then having to like build up to like this is the headline where you it can take a little bit of pressure off and you can kind of feel a bit lighter and go a bit, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much more fun being a support, I'll say that. And you actually have a better show as a support because you don't carry the weight of that show on you. You're there as an addition. So, but yeah, it'd be fun, man. Like I love playing in Leeds. I love playing in Sheffield. I love playing in Manchester, and they're all venues that we've never played before, and they're, you know, good sized venues, and yeah, it'll be great. We haven't been back to Sheffield in quite a while, so yeah, it'd be fun, man.
Nah, awesome, Adam. Thanks so much for talking to me on the show. The new single, "You Can Be So Cruel," it's a great record. I look forward to the second album tour. Check you guys out, 30th of October, the Foundry. Ian Sheffer with the Enemy. Thanks so much for talking on the show tonight.
Thank you very much, man. And yeah, we'll see you in Sheffield.
Awesome. Cheers.
It's a lack of understanding that makes you read between the lines. But every message I've been sending, I never want you to reply. Wasted conversation that keeps you up on better night. I would change the different stations. You never play the songs I like. Time after time, you pull me in tight. Wrapped around your fingers, got me nodding on the side. I just can't deny. Each and every night, I fall asleep with you, but I still wake up. Tell me something I don't wanna hear, and now I'm thinking of replies. Everything I said I never feared, to cross the teeth and dot the eyes. Now I'm gauging your reaction, like a shiver down my spine. I get a sick satisfaction from the way you're biting it when you lie. Time after time, you pull me in tight. Wrapped around your fingers, got me gnawing on the side. I just can't deny, each and every.
Thanks, Adam, from The Howlers Talking To Me. That is You Can Be So Cruel, new record from them. This is Sheffield Live. This is The Back Room. Got music news coming up very shortly. It's 6:43. F4 are back with this new great record. They're going out on tour 2nd of October, kicking off in Liverpool. Go to London, Newport, Bristol, Dundee, Newcastle, Leeds, Oxford and Sheffield, Washington, 16th of October, and then Birmingham on the 17th. This is F4. Therefore, so much better. Let's do some music news.
Music news.
So Slam Dunk Festival has announced the lineup for its 2026 edition. It's going to be headlined by Good Charlotte and Sublime. It's going to take place on Temple Newsom in Leeds on Saturday, May the 23rd and Sunday, May 24th in Hatfield Park in Hertfordshire. Good Charlotte will headline the dual event with a European exclusive performance. It'll also mark the future S pop punk band's first UK show since they played London Alexander Palace in early 2019. Other bands on the bill include The Mysterious President, who are believed to be funded by Busted's Charlie Simpson. Also Taking Back Sunday, Dashboard Confessional, Cancer Bats, Motion City Soundtrack, Hawthorne Heights, Driveways and Tonight Alive. Glastonbury, they've announced the dates for its 2027 edition, has given away the first 25 tickets via a prize draw. Fans now have to wait another year after 2027 due to a fallow year in 2026. Now, the event's last planned break came in 2018 before to cancel both its 2020 and 2020 editions due to COVID. Today, organisers have confirmed the next Glastonbury will take place on the Wednesday 23rd of June to the Sunday of June the 27th, and the initial batches of ticket deposits are likely to go on sale in November, as been the case in recent years. Before customers are required to pay off the remaining balance the following April, and a resale of any returned tickets will follow shortly after. However, Glastonbury is now offering the fans a chance to score their place at the 2020 festival early via charity prize draw, and the competition is raising emergency funds to support the Medicine Sans Frontier, Doctor Without Borders, MSF UK, amid the current conflicts in Gaza and Sudan. That's the music news. We've got Gig Guide coming up very shortly after this. This band are called A Laptop. This is I Don't Know.
Here we go.
Are you ready, set, go? A double of Charlie and Daddy.
All right, you ready?
And ruler, okay?
Questions.
first question.
Laptop there.
So now I think we have to hear.
Okay, let's do some gigs.
Local and national gig guide.
So in Sheffield this week, tonight you can catch Level 42, Anne Roachford down at the City Hall, Kieran Bleach at Yellow Arch, Rinnegan Sisters at Crook's Social Club, Slug Milk at Bishop's House. Tomorrow, Buster McFly down at the Arena. You've got Lastell and Blighttown, Corporation, Cody Pennington at the Foundry, Baseboy at the Tank Nightclub, and Alex Fitzpatrick at Network. Saturday, you got Belly, those legends are Network, Mosey at Tank, Icons of Filth at the Lug Hole, Needlepoint and Zop, a Record Junkie, Fish 56 Octagon at Forge, and you got the Float Along Festival all the weekend. Jane Weaver, Whitehorse, Anti Semeric, Big Special Aim, Blossom, Calderon, and many, many more. Sunday, Pins are down at Yellow Arch, Andrew Cushion out in Barnsley at the Garrison. Monday, Deacon Blue at the Arena, Red Room Club at the Foundry, Tuesday Savannah Garden at the Greystones, and on Wednesday the Ancient Infinity Orchestra at the Foundry. A lot going on in Sheffield this week. Here's some gigs that have been announced. Underworld have announced Brixton Academy 6th and 7th of February next year. Those tickets go on sale next Friday at 10. That's very exciting. Pixies are back with a 40th anniversary tour. York Barbican on the 20th of May, Manchester the Hall of Eva Studios on the 25th of May. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. My Chemical Romance have announced dates 30th of June, Liverpool Anfield Stadium, and then 4th of July, Glasgow Bella Houston Park, London Wembley Stadium on the 8th, the 10th and the 11th of July. The 10th and 11th are sold out. The rest of the dates go on sale tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And Tidelines, they've got a tour 29th of October kicking off in Sunderland. They're going to Manchester New Century on the 30th, then into London, then Birmingham, Oxford, Nottingham Rescue Rooms on the 12th of May. That's a date next year. And Liverpool Arts Theatre on the 19th of May next year. There are the gigs. Okay, this is an artist. He's called Louis Snags. He's from North London. He spent the tail end of 2024 supporting White Lies on their sold out national tour to a great response. This is new from him. This is Fireball. Check it out.
You're sick and tired and uninspired of late. Done with the news, dramatizing pain. A young man isn't earning, and women, children are burning. Wide awake, we swipe away on faces. And there's a fireball making its way downtown. And I don't wanna be here when it's burning down. So take us away to a life so simple. And ride on my wings into heaven's wake. That fireball's gonna burn out someday. Are you running from yourself or something else? Waiting for a love to come and save you from the shelf. Working in that job that you still hate. Watching people live the life that you wanted to make. And the radio sounds violent, and the times are getting trying. But it's been this way since the dawning of our age. And there's a fireball making its way downtown. And I don't wanna be here when it's burning down. So take us away to a life so simple. And ride on my wings into heaven's way. That fireball's gonna burn out someday. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. It goes on.
Great voice, Lewis Nags there, and that is called Fireball. That's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. Some new albums out tomorrow. Moon Panda have a new album called Dumb Luck. That's out. And Sprints have a new album out called All That Is Over. And also new one from Jeff Tweedy, Twilight Override. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with loads of great new music. Thanks to Adam from The Howlers. Go and check those guys out. Remember, 30th, they got on tour all over UK. Go and get tickets. They're amazing. And also Sheffield Day on the 30th of October with The Enemy. Okay, going to play out with this tonight. They're called Art School Girlfriend. This is L-Y-A-T-T. Have a good evening. See you next week.
Love you all the time.